You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
The other day, I tossed a combination of herbs and spices that are in a jar, it's called Sprinkles by Bragg, on my fresh tomatoes, and wow, did it take their flavor to a whole new level. It was amazing. So when you use flavor-packed, non-irradiated, that's important, we're going to talk about that in a minute, seasonings, they must be non-irradiated. You're going to find people thinking, you must be a gourmet chef. Well, the truth is you just got a little secret, and we're going to find more about that from our guest, Patricia Bragg, who's here to share her power of seasoning secrets. Hi, Patricia. Thanks for joining us in our Family Food Kitchen.
Well, thank you, girls, for all that you do, because we are what we eat and drink, and it's so important to go healthy.
Well, I love your phrase. We are what we think, what we eat, what we breathe, what we drink, and what we say and do. All that. Right. I didn't have it in the right order, but that's what you tell us. And it's wise. It's wisdom that we must take to heart daily. But I want to get to your understanding of seasoning. Where did you learn the art of seasoning? Because you are really good at this.
Oh, my golly. Since I was a little girl, I've been growing my own veggies since 4 years old. And I'd like to inspire all the parents to teach their children to have a survival health garden of their own and get some little heritage seeds, non-GMO seeds, and start their own little gardens. And it's such fun. It's just the time to do it now.
Wow, that brings up another subject. Maybe I'll take about 30 seconds and just to have you say, when you say a survival health garden, which I totally think is cool, key ones you need to put in there?
Carrots, tomatoes, celery, broccoli, radishes, turnips. Oh, they're so easy to grow. And it's such fun.
That is so much the truth, and we will do a whole show on this afterwards. We need to have you back on this because it always surprises me how easy it is for me to grow all those things, which I am doing now, and it's like I'm not a pro at this. It just happens if you put the right things together. But I want to get to the seasoning. What are the basic herbs and spices that you rely on when you're cooking?
Well, I tell you what, the ones that I enjoy are in the Bragg Sprinkles. And they have all the nutrients, and all herbs have been around since the beginning of time. And so this is very important that we learn. And you can go to nursery and buy a little, some of the herbs, and the children would love them. It would be wonderful. Tarragon, rosemary, thyme, and mint. Oh, I have a garden full of mint. And I make my own mint tea, and it's so wonderful, and with the vinegar drinks and all. And then another seasoning we have is Bragg Liquid Aminos, made from non-GMO soybeans, and people love it on their popcorn and other veggies. So delicious. And that's sold in health food stores nationwide. And we have our Bragg Nutritional Yeast, which is rich, in B-complex, the B12 for super energy for all the little children. And that nutritional yeast is fabulous over popcorn, too, and veggies and soups and salads. And so these are all tasty and make good for their veggies, their potatoes, and their omelets and things like that. The Bragg Sprinkle has 24 herbs and spices, and my father put that out in 1931, and that is what makes that salad come alive and all, and your veggies and all, so very important.
It really does. All three of those that you mentioned, they're three of my favorites, and they're all Kid Critic approved, which means, we kind of guessed that kids would like it, but we put it to the taste test, and indeed they loved it, and they all received the Kid Critic Award. But more importantly, the sprinkles, I go through that so fast in my house because we end up putting it in everything. And what is most surprising to most people, and I want you to comment on that, is it is so full of flavor, and there's no salt.
And since the beginning of time has used herbs. The hillsides were filled with herbs in early America when the pilgrims came here, you see? And so what we do, we bring those back and Bragg sprinkle all the herbs. Oh, it's so wonderful, and I'm glad that you like it, and adults like it, and children love it. And it makes their food so much more flavorful. And we have something else in the Bragg vinegar. We have the Bragg vinegar new concentrate, which is wonderful over their oatmeal. With in the morning, the stone ground oatmeal is so wonderful with sliced bananas over it, then put just a little of the Bragg and honey concentrate.
I mentioned non-irradiated. I have to
pronounce that correctly.
Comment on that?
Yes, irradiation is very bad, very bad.
Right.
What it does, it fractures all the life factors in the food. And they do it on foods coming in from overseas. They claim they do it to kill the bugs. But what they don't know is that they're killing the life factor in the food. You see? So I don't have anything to do with that. And I'm going to tell you another shocker. I do not use a microoven. I do not use a microwave because that fractures and kills the life factor too.
I will say that I am so happy to hear that. People are shocked that I do not have a microwave. Well, how do you heat things up? I said do it the usual way. I don't need a microwave to do it.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. If they go on to see the studies, men are around it, they become impotent. Women that are around it, if their oven is leaking, they can get breast cancer. They have their breast near it. It's very serious. Very serious. Mm. Don't
carry. I recently just did a renovation in my kitchen, and we removed the microwave, and I was a little scared, but it's been a few weeks, and I have not missed it, so I'm going to go without it, and I'm very happy and proud of that.
So. Yes. Well, now, you girls, the Bragg Healthy Lifestyle is this. You are what you eat, drink, breathe. Oxygen, the invisible staff of life. I want all the children to breathe deep, good posture, and then what they think with their computer. Garbage in, garbage out. I don't want them to spend time watching murder mysteries and war things and things that won't inspire their lives. Okay, you are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, and next is say, words are living. Put it to the test. Yeah. Is it good? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Children, I always in school, I would break up all the little fights. I said, that's not right. Don't be mean to each other. And next is what you do. You have 640 muscles. You either use them or lose them. Oh, my. Right now I'm doing stationary jogging. For every half hour, I want children to get up 5 to 10 minutes and do stationary jogging when they're watching the telly.
I think you need to revamp the school system so that they, at least the schedules, so that the kids are more active. How can their brains work? You know, you said what you say is living, and it's true because it's coming from your brain, which is living, which is coming from your heart and your mind and your soul, and that's living. So why do we think that is passive when it's really active? And I'm so glad you said it. Maybe you could just give a summary of your seasoning of the, we've talked about sprinkles. To me, that's the end all be all for any chef.
Yes, it is wonderful. It makes salads, veggies, soup, omelets come alive. And I even sprinkled over my popcorn. What do you think of that?
I love that. I know we all do that too here at Kid Critics, and we share tons of recipes with the nutritional yeast as well as the sprinkles. And I mean, it's always a success. People absolutely love it. So thank you again, Patricia, so much. I want everybody to visit her on Bragg.com. That's Bragg.com. And look for all the Kid Critic approved products from Bragg on KidCritics.org. And in the meantime, please eat well and stay well.